Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. You're listening to the I Love Politics show, and I'm your host, B. Says. And I do want to thank you for taking the time to listen in. Today is Sunday, May 24th, 2015. It's 12:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The show comes to you from Texas. I want to thank my listeners here at blogtalkradio.com/BEES1. Those of you who follow and who I follow on Twitter at B Says Politics. And I want to thank you all that follows my blog and my other social networks. I'm glad to be able to talk to you on this Sunday. I can say I've kind of been overwhelmed these last few weeks, and as you probably noticed, I haven't been doing as many shows as I would normally do. I've been doing a lot of talking to a lot of different people, new people, people I'm just meeting, and I'm dibbing and dabbing in a lot of adventures, venues, things that I'm trying to make happen. Because I feel a frustration that I haven't felt before. I'm a doer. I do praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. Every day that I rise, these three things are on my plate. I study God's word. I work and help people find jobs. And I keep up with politicians to see what they're doing and what they're not doing. Because I am a believer in first God, and I'm a believer that politics run this nation. And I'm a believer that there is not anything that man cannot do if he set his mind first on God's grace. He tells us, the masses, to consider the ant and be wise. The ant. God explains to us in parables that the ant can do all things, and so can we, if we look first to him. And what I see happening in America today, I'm not talking about believers as much as I'm talking about people who are allowing things to happen in their lives. People who are considering themselves less than because others say they are less than. I know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That includes me. That includes everything that's made, including the sun and the moon. And I have no doubt in my life from day to day that everything that I desire shall be mine. It takes faith and it takes work. Now, there are limits, for sure, because I have to have the faith, but I must be able to do the work. I cannot do every work that must be done to reap desires. There are things that I desire that I will not have because I am not capable of doing the work, or there is not enough time left in my lifetime to do some of those things. But I've traveled roads and I've created paths that have helped others to do more. But we have poverty in America today. And that's where my issue is, because I realize that the poverty that we are under in America today is the fault of so many things that's happening. And the reason I'm discouraged in it is that poverty does not have to be. And that's why I'm discouraged. But I say to you this morning, that poor people does not create poverty. Poor people create another day of living, another life today, not in abundance, but life, another opportunity. That's what poor people create. And life is the most important thing that we can have. Health, life, those two things is another opportunity every day. And we must learn to take advantage of every day. Not looking back on what we didn't have yesterday, but looking forward on what we can have tomorrow based on what we do today. Poverty exists throughout America because there is too much greed, too much corruption. When people who live in poverty must live amongst people who have everything, it creates a mindset. How do I get there from where I am? I don't want what you have. I just want more for myself. I'm willing to work. Give me that job I asked for yesterday. Allow me to take that training I've been trying to get in for the past year so that I could change my life. Those tickets that I have that I'm afraid to even go out into the yard many a times because I'm afraid the police is going to come along, and then I definitely can't go and put a piece of bread on the table for my children if I'm locked up in prison for tickets that I would not have had if I had had the money to pay the ticket in the first place. Because my car was smoking, I got a ticket. Because my car was sputtering, and I knew if I hit that brake at that light, that it probably wouldn't have started again, so I tried to make it through the light. Circumstances that goes with being in poverty keeps people in poverty. But poor people don't create poverty. That's not how we get it. Poverty exists because there is too much politics, too many laws that people sometimes are not even aware of a particular law. You caught a fish that was too small. The law says there is no excuse for ignorance of the law. You should have known the fish was too small. You're going to get this ticket, and if you don't pay this ticket goes against you. And you can be locked up for this ticket, things that create poverty. Never having enough. Born into a family where there's a job today but not a job tomorrow. The utility bills got pretty high, and mom wasn't able to pay the bill, so the bill goes into the child's name to get the lights back on. When the child turned 18, the child has no credit because every child in the house name has been used for something to live 24/7. That's poverty. Why does poverty exist? For white people, why does poverty exist? They tell me that fathers not being in the homes is the reason there's poverty in the black communities. Are all the white fathers in the homes? Is there any poverty in the white communities? Is there any poverty in Hispanic and Asian communities? Are the black fathers the only fathers that's not in the home and that's creating poverty for their families? meaning white fathers are in the homes and there is no poverty in their homes, and Hispanic fathers are in the homes and there is no poverty in their homes, and Asian fathers are in the homes and there is no poverty in their homes. Well, whose homes are the fathers in when the fathers are not in their homes? And is there any poverty in those homes where the fathers lay their heads every night? So where fathers lay their heads, there is no poverty? Are there children in those homes taking advantage of that father who reaches a prosperity because fathers reach a prosperity? Are there children in those homes or any of the children in the homes where somebody else's father lays his head? Are any of those homes suffering through poverty in America? And those households, are you saying they're not in poverty because every household where a man lives, there is no poverty, there is no corruption, there is no criminals, there is no breaking of laws? When a man is in the house, none of these things are faced by those families, by those teenage sons, by those teenage daughters. There is nothing but the smell of roses in those homes when a father is there. It's about money. It's about jobs. So don't give me that. I don't buy it. I know God. I know why poverty exists. I know what God calls on the rich to do, the wealthy to do. You make your money 6 days a week if you are wealthy. And on that seventh day, you open your vineyards so that those who are poor can come in and feast. And when they get all that they need for the week to come, you leave it for the birds and the animals. That's God's way. I know why poverty exists, because the wealthy is greedy and corrupt and are feeding off the poor. That's why poverty exists. The courts receive money off the poor. The CEOs receive money off the poor. The doctors live off the poor. The pharmacists live off the poor. The Supreme Court of the United States passed laws against poor people because rich people give them money to do it. It's called scholarships. They give the rich people give scholarships to the Supreme Court families and friends. And so poor people don't know rich people. So poor people don't get none of these free scholarships. I know poverty, and it doesn't have to be. And every time somebody mentions poverty, they go straight to black people. More than black people live in poverty, America. There are high pockets of poverty all across America, all colors of people. There are areas where people have lived in poverty for generations. Poverty is not about being black. Poverty is not about being lazy. Poverty is not about single-parenting households. You see, the money that's spent on poverty for the last 50 years, none of it didn't trickle down to the people who needed it most. That money was spent on poverty, on people telling us about poverty. That money spent on poverty is spent on giving people a make-do solution that's in poverty for today, but not money that opened opportunities. Not money to open businesses in those communities that's in poverty. There are communities that can't even go and shop. They tell me Baltimore is a community where people use the CVS and what is the other, and some other store. It's only a couple of places where people in that part of Baltimore where things are really bad can shop. And this is not the, this happens everywhere across America, but people are not being cared for properly. And where government money is there, and where government of all kinds is taking the money, and where CEOs of all kinds also is stealing government dollars. It ain't just about politicians stealing. I guarantee you that. It's not just about politicians. Hello, caller. You're
I'm
live.
Just listening. Just listening.
Oh, okay, sir. It's not just about politicians stealing. CEOs are stealing. You see it every day. We see them getting richer. We see CEOs and we see politicians writing up bills and passing bills and making things legal. It's legal when CEOs pay all this money to undocumented immigrants in this country. It's legal when CEOs send jobs to other countries while Americans need jobs. It's legal when CEOs fly people in to America on jets and put them to work in our state departments, in our city departments, in our private industries. It's legal. And you know why it's legal? Because Americans don't vote. When it comes to voting, you have 160-something countries where they vote. America falls to 125 out of 169 countries that vote. We don't vote. And then we so busy hating people because of the color of the skin, because we don't vote, and because we hate one another, and we practice it, we are divided and being destroyed, and we will never profit that way. When you think about the ant, and God tells us, consider the ant and be wise. There are thousands of species of ant. Thousands. And they do basically the same types of work, but they do it in their own colonies, and they make it work, and they take over. They have taken over. They are not is where the ice frees them out. Other than that, billions and billions and billions. And you know what? Ant can come together and move that elephant. A herd of elephants will run from the ant. That's God's way, not my way, not your way, not man's way. God said it. If we come together, as does the ant, we will move any and everything out of the way and look to God, and every one of us will prosper. But we must be willing to unite, and that's our problem. God says a feast is made for laughter and wine making merry, but money answered all things. We got to have the money. And how are we going to get the money? We got to work for the money. And how are we going to get the jobs to work for the money? We got to vote and stop these politicians and stop these CEOs and stop the Supreme Court of the United States and stop Alex. Yeah, they got more money. But this is a country of 315 million people. About 200 million of those are adults. No one can do everything. But everyone can do something, and that's where we stand today. And that's what we better understand. Man got to have that wine to gladden his heart, because that's what it does. And man got to have that oil to shine his faces, because that's what he does. And then we got to have that bread that sustain those hearts. These are things we need as mankind. We have got to have the wine. We got to have the oils, and we got to have the bread. And we have to work to get these things. And when jobs are not there for us, or when the jobs that are there is not enough to give us the wine, to give us the oil, to give us the bread, we got a problem. And America, we have a problem. Because we got to have that wine to cheer ourselves up and embrace one another. Your belly got to feel good in order to embrace your brother. Your belly got to feel good to love your family like you want to love them. And that's why a lot of times fathers leave, because fathers cannot bear the thought that I'm here eating a piece of bread that my child could be eating, or that I couldn't even bring a piece of bread for my child to eat. Wisdom is what will get us where we got to go. And we got to take on the wisdom that God has blessed us with. Wisdom is a shelter, as money is a shelter. We need money. We need wisdom. We got to have knowledge. God talks to us about wisdom and money and knowledge and love. And you cannot love God if you don't love me. I don't care what you say to me, how you say to a veteran, thank you for your service. How do you say when you finish your speech, and God bless America? If you don't love me, you don't love God. And the spiritual children, I want to say to you believers, you need to read about Paul. You need to. If you're a follower of Christ, you need to read about Paul falling down on your job. Because when Christians fall down on their job, you can see the chaos around them. And until Christians go down on their knees, fall down on their knees, and seek the face of Christ and pray for not just themselves, but for all of us, and pray for our leaders, when we do these things, the windows of heaven will be open for all of us. And we don't have to be, look, you cannot legislate love. I can't force anybody to love me. But we can legislate actions that will force people to do what's right by this country, by their community. And you can be the biggest ball of hell that you want to be. But if you are doing things to harm the children, to harm the elderly, to harm the poor, woe be unto you. Those are God's words. Because he says, whatever you do to the least of these, you do unto me. There's going to be hardships in the land, always. But God's grace will pull us through. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. You are a believer in God. Live in his name, not in vain. Mm-mm. If you tell me I am a believer and you cannot, you are no farther along today than you were this time last week, it's in vain. God's grace, nothing his grace can't do, is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything you desire, seek in his name. He will answer prayers. And I don't mean 15 years down the line. You can pray today and there's the answer. In all things, approving yourself as the ministers of God in such patience. Whether we're distressed, I don't care what, we got to have patience. And yeah, when people talk about these riots, yeah, sometimes the patience is gone, the belly is empty, and a brick will be thrown. Yes, God says it. Because when the disciples wanted to talk to the people about salvation, God told them, first feed my sheep. And then maybe they'll hear. He did not tell them, go first and teach them God's word. And they hungry. He knew hungry men and women and children must first be fed. And what do we have happening in America today? We have politicians who are cutting food stamp programs, and the same politicians provided a tax cut of $270 billion to 55,000 people in America for the babies, for the elderly, for the poor. Now, yeah, there are a lot of adults who depend on food stamps. I won't say depend. There are a lot of adults who get food stamps. But a lot of those same adults, if they don't have something to eat, they will go into a man's store and eat his food and walk out. And you know what? I would do the very same thing. But I couldn't take my children in there to do that. You see what I'm saying? Because you don't teach your children to do what's wrong. But sometimes we have to do what's wrong to get to the right side. And it's wrong when I watch wealth all throughout the city, when I see people showing, stripping on TV, showing as much cleavage as they can, and I read that because they did that, they made X amount of millions of dollars. But they have people who work for them who get minimum wage. You see, it's too big a gap in wealth in America. The gap is too big. And that's where you see the frustration coming from. And that's where you see the rioting coming from. It ain't got nothing to do with the fathers in the home. Now, don't misunderstand me. We want the fathers in the home. We want that police officer who kills to have a father in his home, too, because we know police officers are raised without fathers, too. We know ministers are raised without fathers, too. We know CEOs are raised without fathers, too. So there is no difference. It rains on the just and the unjust. So when you tell me you know God, I say, let me see it in your works. When you tell me you have faith, I say, let me see it in your works. I know my God, and he's a deliverer. And if you haven't been delivered, you better find out what God it is that you're putting your faith in. And again, if you don't love me, you can't talk to me about God. You just can't. Do you think I'd go sit in a church this Sunday morning and I knew that the person who's going to bring the sermon didn't like people look like me and I would expect them to include me? Okay, I take that back because I'm a fighter. I would sit in that church, and when it was over, if I heard something I didn't like, when I shook that pastor's hand, oh, we'd have a powwow. That's the kind of person I am. I'm B. Says. Thank you for listening in to the I Love Politics show.